Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you personally powerful people. Oh my gosh, I'm so glad to be back with you again. I've been having the time of my life shooting Graham. You will not believe what happens at the wedding. And I don't know. I've just absolutely been in heaven with this beautiful company and producers and opportunity up here. And it's good. I'll be flying home 5 minutes after I do this show with you. An interesting life I lead. Hey, I've got a lot of important, and I underline important, announcements to make here. The first one, so everybody listen up. The beginning of May, I will be taking my two shows and putting them into one. It is becoming more and more of a challenge to be live with you, especially because they're weekday shows and I am having to travel so much. So the Monday show on Awakening Zone and the Tuesday or the Thursday show, today's show, Conscious Creation, will now be put into a Conscious Creation show that will air on Sundays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. The link for the show will be the same as the link for this show. That starts again the beginning of May. Up until then, you can find me here on Thursdays after the 1st of May. It will be Sundays, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So I hope you all will follow me, follow the work. Let's go down the yellow brick road together. And support me in this expansion that's going on in my life, so that I can still serve you better. You know, I don't like to rerun shows. I don't like to replay shows over and over again. So I go out of my way to really create new stuff for you. And this is just, I think, going to serve all of us. The next webinar is April 30th. It will be posted today. I could not announce it until I was sure that I had the expert on board, but I do. And the 30th show is The Truth About the Financial Status in America and the World. There is so much fear. There is so much misinformation, wrong information, fearful information out there. So join me April 30th. You don't have to live in fear, guys. If you know, fear is not knowing, and we know better than not know. Also, Creation Station is up. It's posted. I already got 3 signups. As you know, it's listed to 24 people. I mean, limited to 24 people. It is in my home. We will not be streaming it this year unless I just have a huge demand for it. So if you want it streamed, let me know, and I will see how many people want me to do that. It's a huge expense, guys, and I can't set up the streaming if I've only got 3 people signed up. But Creation Station is June 13th, 14th, and 15th at the complete training, initial training of this work. Anybody that's ever been there will tell you how freaking awesome this weekend is. And I hope you'll join me. Yes, I do have some room in my home for people to stay over, so you don't have to pay hotel bills, but it's very, very limited, the space I have in my home. The April program, our big April program, starts tomorrow. So if you've still been nagged about maybe I should do this, you better get off your bazookas and do it. And I'm sure hoping that everybody back east joins me on my big May tour. It's really going to be awesome, guys. The information and how they're telling me to set it up is going to be pretty great. So I hope you join me. Anyway, the big emphasis, and man, I have been challenged and living it and seeing the difference. I can't begin to tell you what shifting me has done to shift my world. Certainly walking the talk, watch your words, watch everything you say, watch your thoughts and watch what you think, because you're all hearing it, we're all hearing it, we ain't doing it. I just want to ask you, can you let go of your old story? Don't tell your old story, or let's try not to, you know, but just can we just let go of it and go, this is who I am today. This is what I'm creating today. This is what my focus is on today, right? And just accept everything about yourself. Accept it. I screwed up there. I was little with that person. I, you know, betrayed that person. Oh, my God, okay, I accept that about myself. That's not who I am today. That's not who my intention is to be anymore in my life. Now I'm going to focus on who I am right now in this minute. I can handle me being God. I can handle me being the God of me, being the creator of my thoughts, the creator of who I am in this moment. I can handle this all. And big time, again, being asked to let go of the struggle. You'll all read that on the e-blast on Monday. I worked with a client, one of our community, about a beautiful thing that they had written. But within this beautiful moving thing was a lot of the old victim story of struggle. So obviously that's what the whole April program is on, is working with people 24, pretty much 7, bringing them back to, oh, my God, I didn't even know I was looking there. So that's what I want you to focus on. We're at such an exciting time in our work, guys. This creation station will be like no other creation station, and I know I say that every year. It will be the complete training, but it will be the complete training from the point of view of the expanded understanding and information that we keep moving into. Okay, I'm going to go to the calls because I know you haven't had me for a while. So let's get going, and I'm going to start with Margaret in Chattanooga. Hi, honey. How are you?
Hi, Dee. I'm doing good. Bit of good news that a personal injury case that's been hanging on since 2009.
Yes.
But closed this week. Money's in the bank.
Oh, my God, Margaret, you did it.
I did it, and even prior to that, I had money in the bank, like I was out of survival and doing quite well. So by the time I got the money, I didn't desperately need the money. It's sitting in a savings account, but at least that chapter is closed.
Oh, thank God, honey, because do you remember when we started talking about this, the best word I can use is the victimness that you had around it?
Yeah.
And isn't it, when you look back on it, and I really want you to grasp that you created this outcome by shifting yourself. Can you see that?
Well, it's hard. It looks like the lawyers just finally ground to a halt on what they were doing and closed. But
Well, yes, but that doesn't happen without the movement within you. See, if you guys aren't acknowledging your own power around these things, then you think it's luck. Then you think it's happenstance. And you don't really get that you can get up and do it again in any venue in your life. So can I get you to accept your power of creation that went down during this?
Okay. May I ask something else? I have twice inherited way more money than this and gone from there to broke and beyond.
That's your story.
That's my story. Is there something I need to shift to prevent that from happening again?
Yes, they're saying, there's two things. Whew, those came in fast. Number one is you have a belief that when you have it all, you need to lose it all.
Okay, how do I get rid of that?
Well, you tell me. You've been doing this work now for over, 2 years? So how do you do that, Margaret?
Well, I replace it with another belief that says I deserve to get it and keep it.
That's right. And I make smart decisions about my money. And if you don't know how to handle your money, you, by God, go out and find somebody that does.
Okay.
And when you find somebody that does, you say, I am attracting people that are trustworthy, that know what they're doing. My strong intention is to take this money and have it increase in my life exponentially. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So just because you've created those patterns in the past doesn't mean you're going to recreate them now. And you can't go down the same reactionary and choice patterns that you've made in the past, if you're going to have a different outcome. That's like the rat going down the same maze to get the cheese and there's no more cheese. Okay?
Okay.
So you have to say, Margaret, you're not doing this anymore. What you're doing is you're keeping this money, you're expanding this money, you're always going to have more than enough money, and that's who Margaret is from this day forward. And then go find people that will help you.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else? No, that's it.
Okay, thanks.
So congratulations. You still have not accepted, though, your role in this. So I want you to really look at that when we get off here. Am I going to accept the power that I had in the creation of this, or am I not? Because that's the biggest thing that's going to shift you. Okay?
All right,
darling. Congratulations, and thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to Miss Joy in Cape Cod. What's up?
Hi. Well, I have great news. I got my mother in a long-term facility. And everything is looking good. But what
I really called about,
I wanted to tell you the good news, or the good news. And I know that I had a lot to do with it. And the changes I made while she was living here in my consciousness helped this come about.
Absolutely. I get a big yes on that.
Oh, good. But I listened to your call on Monday night, whatever that was, a private session. And I was surprised at how strongly it affected me. So I guess I want to make sure that I don't have any abandonment issues left, or there isn't something else I need to do.
Now this is interesting. They're saying really the only abandonment issues any of us have left is the abandonment of ourselves.
Oh, yes,
and,
I understand
and,
that. Okay.
And by coming forward and creating this solution for yourself and your mother, you really moved out of abandoning yourself into being there to support yourself in every way. Can you see that?
Yes. I felt I felt all of that like before I listened to the show, and then, but it had such an effect on me. It was like she was talking about me. I mean, it's different, but anyway, I just wanted to, double
first
check.
First of all, I want to thank you for that acknowledgement, because I really do go out of my way to bring you all new programming when I can't be with you. And these private sessions that these wonderful people agree to do serve so many of you that actually stay on and listen.
Yeah, because I really realized I had abandoned myself. That was the whole ball of wax. And I understood it. I mean, I'd heard it before, but I really got it with that show.
Great. Awesome. Thank you for that.
Well, and thank you for everything.
They just are saying keep doing what you're doing, Joy, because you got it now.
Oh, good.
See,
all right. I thought so, but it's so new. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Once we really, really get it, it's like that tipping point that I talk about. Your energy tips over and you go, oh, okay. When the channel brought in the information that the most important thing in our creation process is our perceived outcome of how we see it, I can't explain the energy shift in me, but it was little and it was huge. And it's stuff that we've heard all our lives, what you see is what you get, and as within, so without, and visualize what you want. But when it came in that way, I went, holy hell, I'm not doing that like I should be doing that.
It was the same with me. It's like I knew I heard all this stuff, but I really didn't think I could have anything to do with it because it didn't seem to work that way. And it was only because I didn't believe it and I had abandoned myself. And I finally, because I had enough to look back on, I'm glad my mother came for the time she came for lots of reasons. But part of it is it helped me see lots of things too, and so it was all, I can look back and see all the things that's happened to me, some of the things that I thought were the worst that I ever lived through. I could see what it did for me, and that I brought it on, and that it was fine.
Yeah.
And that was the big deal, you know. I just felt put upon.
And now you don't have to struggle anymore.
Yes.
That.
Correct.
Yeah. Woohoo! Yippee!
Woohoo!
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Bye-bye. I love you.
I love you, too. Oh, it's so good to be back. Kirk, dude, what's up? Kirk, are you there?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good, baby.
Had an audition last week that I hit out of the park and into another stadium.
Good.
And if things go the way I think I feel about them, well, there's a tell, then I may be in your neck of the woods next week.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, I would love that. Well, you'll have to let me know. Okay?
Am I, because it's gotten to callback date, now I'm starting to say, like, gee, I thought they were going to book me without the callback. So...
Well, and then, you know, the next step is, well, they can just offer it to me. That's okay.
Okay, that I like that.
You know, and what I want to reiterate to everybody during this process is see it how you want it to be. See it already done. See it already done. See it already done and feel it, you know. And then if this one doesn't happen, then you just keep seeing it, and pretty soon it does. That's what happened to me this year. And bringing myself back into harmony with doing all this. If I needed a testimonial for this work, it would be myself. Seriously. I mean, I know all you guys are calling in with it too, which is just freaking awesome for me. But
I've already written a letter on the plane on the way home from the shoot.
Yeah.
as if it had happened and it went well, and I'm just, I listed all the benefits and how cool that was, and that it was cool to hang out with you one evening, and
oh yeah, well, we'll definitely do that. All right, well, we're all, you know, calling in all energy to hang there with you, Kirk, and create this, okay?
Thanks. A really cool thing I added to my morning intentions were that every thought I have, every motion I make, every step I take, and everything I eat or drink makes my body stronger, more flexible, and increases my longevity.
I love that. They'd like you to add the word spirit to that. Your body and spirit.
Okay. I'll take that.
You know,
and,
not
my fingers have gotten so thin, flexible, and strong in the past 2 weeks. It's just awesome.
Oh, honey. Well, explain to people what you mean by that, because that's a big statement. What was going on with your hand?
I've got some energy in my hands holding on to that's led to arthritis, or at least the appearance of arthritis. And they're particularly bumpy and sausage-like at times. And the joints have been thinning down for the last couple of weeks since I added that. I looked at my hands and I'm like, wow, they look almost normal. So it's just absolutely fantastic.
Well, I'm saying that they are normal, and they are looking normal right now. That's what I'm claiming for you. That's awesome.
I got it.
That's awesome, Kirk. Awesome. Thank you for that, baby.
Okay.
Love you, honey. Hope to see you next week.
All right, bye.
Okay. All right, Miss Patty. Hold on a minute. What's going on?
Okay. I was doing the intention, getting up early in the morning, setting the intention, getting the passion back about makeup. And then I found out that they hired a receptionist and they're training her to do makeup. And they said, oh, it's not affecting you. And I said, yeah, actually, you're taking shifts away from me. So I wanted to know where that's
coming
from.
Okay, well, you know, Patty, they're saying right up at the top, my pendulum started to go to no. That you were setting your intention to do makeup, and they're going no, you're setting your intention. Those are the highest words to do a job. Okay, and the job, you're setting your intention to do the job so you can make the money. Can you feel the difference between that? Wow, I'm speaking to myself here, too, and, of course, everybody on the call. Can you feel the difference between that and, oh, my God, I get to get up and go do makeup?
Yeah.
Okay. Man, I'm looking at this for myself also, because when a lot of us are in the process of saying, this is who I am, in a whole new way, we've come from the struggle of conquering money. And so we go, okay, well, I'm going to open up my acting career again, right, so that I can make a lot of money. But ultimately, I mean, loving the money that comes from it, it's great. You want to do that too, because we all love money. And if you're lying to yourself about that, then you're lying to yourself about that. We like money. Show me the money, you know. But we don't want to do it, everything for the money, because with that comes, oh, my God, I have to make the money. I'm not going to have enough money. Instead of the joy of what you do, right? Joy of. So how this showed up in my life this week is I was offered a reality show, and it was a lot of money. So, you see, I'm just putting this together in this moment right now. So I brought in more work. it was sort of kind of acting work, and it was television, which I've been working on being in harmony with again. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, it wasn't the joy of my acting, which is what I really want. So the universe, you know, says, well, okay, here's the money, here's the network show, here's, you know, what's really what you're at? Because when I really looked at it, I went, well, no, this isn't what I want to do. And, it's like, well, okay, good. But that you weren't clear about, because you really weren't going after the joy of what you do.
So, because that was my income regarding makeup. It's now
well, but that's what they're saying. That's what they're saying, honey. It's all about the income.
Okay.
Go for the joy. Be happy for her that she's getting trained to do something. You see, already, Patty, you've limited it to that one job. And if that one job goes away, then you're screwed.
Okay.
If that's what they mean, if one door closes, go open another door.
Okay.
Go put your stuff in everywhere and send it out with joy and go, this is what I want to do, guys. So I want you to let me do this because this is where my joy is in this life, okay?
Okay, I have another question. I found out that I have some health issues, and I just wanted to get, is the doctor that I'm going to work with on the up and up? Because I have high iron count, I mean dangerously high sugar and high sodium.
Okay, well, Patty, they want to address your lack of trust first.
Okay.
Okay, so the trust that there'll be another job, the trust that the universe will take care of you, the trust that you're attracting the right doctor. So again, if the actions you're taking in your life are coming from a lack of trust initially, then that is how you are seeing the perceived outcome and results of your life, and how you see the perceived outcome and results is the most important thing that needs to be in place to get what you want or create what you don't.
Okay. I just was very trusting of this doctor, and then all of a sudden it was like, okay, we have this whole protocol, and now it's going to be $1,400. And it was like, wow, you know, so.
Okay, so I want you to see how this is all tying in, honey. So now we're back to the money again.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So money kind of is what Patty uses right now to say I'm okay to be joyful or I'm scared to death and I can't be joyful. So you kind of have to take the money out of the equation and start working with the root issues of what the money's about, Patty. You understand? So the direct answer through the channel, and of course, you guys are always your highest answer. The answer through the channel is, if you give your trust to this guy and perceive the outcome as great, then yes, he is the right doctor for you to work with. If you go into this in the lack of trust, that anxiety is going to create so much anxiety for you, he will not be the right doctor.
Okay. Thank
you. So if you can move into trust and become objective about it, then go get another two opinions, and that will help you decide. But if you're out of trust with everybody, it's not going to matter who you talk to, is it?
Yeah, no. You know what? It comes back down to the money issue again, so.
Yeah. Yeah, we make decisions a lot of times about things that we should do and things that we shouldn't do just because of the money.
Yeah.
Instead of going, okay, what feels right here for me? What feels most powerful for me? Where is my knowing around this? Because I get that you really know that this doctor can help you. Is that true?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Don't lose that knowing because of the money.
Okay.
Now, then, when you're in that powerful position, you can go, I know this doctor can help me, and let me see if there's another doctor that I feel can help me also that maybe won't be so much money. Then you're in the powerful control of the acknowledgement of it all.
Okay.
When you go, oh, my God, the money, then you lose your objectivity and your power.
You know, Dee, that's exactly what it's like. I have information, and I feel like I could take care of it because I have the knowing. And that's what came up for me is I feel like there might be a less expensive way to go.
Well, I get a no that you don't believe that. So maybe there's a belief. Maybe there's a belief. Well, Patty, there is a belief that the more money I spend, the more important it is. The more money I spend, the more I get. And we've all been kind of hypnotized into that. That doesn't necessarily have to be the case. You might even check out working with an acupuncturist in Chinese medicine. I'm not a doctor. I'm not dispensing health information here, but I want you to look at the core of what's running you in some of these questions you're asking.
That's exactly.
All right,
thank
sweetheart.
You so much.
You're welcome so much. Oh, my God. You know, to listen to Patty, where she came from and where she is now, it's just, you know, I know you're still on, as we all are, on our big journey, Patty. But, man, you've come so far, baby, so far. Just keep walking the talk. Jeannie, how are you, sweetheart?
Hello, my darling. I am beyond fantastic.
Woohoo! This is a fantastic call. Everybody's just so good. What's up?
My first teleseminar was fantastic. I got loads of referrals. My only question is, since PayPal won't take what we do, I now have to open a fourth bank account, according to my account.
Wait, what do you mean it won't take what we do?
Well, monies that I'm getting in, not only from the telesummit, I didn't know how to phrase it to PayPal as to
that's
business.
Easy, Jeannie. You email Joni. She'll tell you how to do that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. That's an easy fix. You just have to find out how to do it, sweetheart.
Okay. Then I don't have to open up a forest bank account.
Well, I don't think so. I don't handle that stuff.
Yeah.
But we've learned a lot about PayPal. So just anyway, put out a question to her. Tell her I told you to call her from the show.
Will do.
But the point is, you went out, you created something new. You're embracing all of this work that you put on hold for a long time again, and that's awesome. Look what you've done in the last year. You got your book out. You've done a teleseminar.
Did you read it?
Huh?
Did you read it?
I told you. I wrote you as soon as I read it.
I never got that email. Don't worry about it.
You go back and look in your spam filter.
It's not in my spam folder. That gets cleaned every day. The other important thing is that I had a windfall of money.
Woohoo!
Two of them. And one from the federal government. Because everything from last year was taken as a loss, and I'm still in a state of wonderful shock.
Yes, well, that's what happens. That's what they mean. God works in mysterious ways.
Certainly.
As long as you're allowing the energy to work in mysterious ways. It, you know, and I want you to all start acknowledging where little pockets of money keep dropping into you, or people pick up your dinner, or you get free tickets for a show like I did in Portland. All of those are gifts, financial gifts from the universe. Okay? And
most definitely.
Again.
Most definitely. And you just have to keep your focus.
Yes. And they're saying, Jeannie, the work that you've done on the energetic stuff about your health issues also is responsible for creating all of the financial stuff that's falling into.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah, that, isn't that interesting? Well, I want to remind you all of the statement, as you do anything, you do everything, which means the belief systems that run one thing are pretty much the belief systems that run everything.
Most definitely.
Well, that's awesome, honey. Congratulations. Dang, guys, it's all showing up for us, isn't it?
And I even sent my last article to this very well-known casting director. She responded immediately saying, thank you, I needed this. It made me smile and laugh, which is the protection she needs for what she does all day into the night.
Well, but isn't that what we all want? We all want people around us that help us smile and laugh. I watch the people on Grimm. They love each other. They love being there. It's just an infectiously fabulous.
And one day you'll tell us how this changes take place.
Honey, the changes take place. It's all CGI.
Ah, okay.
It's all CGI. Yeah, no makeup because there's, you know, it wouldn't be time.
Yeah,
possible.
I was wondering, 20 hours
yep.
days.
No, they put little dots on your face, and then the CGI matches up with the dots. I know I can tell you that because I asked.
Thank you for asking, because so, everyone
welcome.
Was asking me, how is it done?
Yeah. So that's it. All right, Jeannie. Thanks.
God bless.
Congratulations, baby.
Thanks, love. And to you, too.
Thank you. And we're going to Steve. It's my New York team. What's up, honey?
Hi. Well, actually, I have a testimonial. Last week, I had a meeting about a play which I thought was a done deal. And the authors are in Colorado, and we did the audition by Skype, and they fucking hated me. I knew that as soon as. So we're talking about the play, and I say, I see a plot point here about a woman who went to her husband what happened during a time in Mexico, and she's an opium addict. And I went, oh, gosh, she was raped there. And when I said that, the author said, whoa, you're thinking about this play deeply. And I went, well, shouldn't we all? And at the end of the evening, I felt awful. I walked out, and so I went to visit a friend of mine who works at a club, and we did some work on changing perceptions. And it took almost 24 hours, but I got an email the next day saying that I have a first refusal on a commercial.
See, oh, my God, if I could just take your words and get everybody to hear that. That's what I mean about if you get a blow somewhere, you get your balance back, you hold your focus, and you know that it's all being created right there in the moment for the good, and then it comes from somewhere else, you know? And the more you hold your focus, the more consistently that happens.
Well, it was interesting because last night, I mean, my biggest problem, I'll say this, I'll be honest, as an actor, sometimes I have an incredible amount of intensity, and sometimes I go for the intensity as well as the feeling, but the intensity puts people off. And I've learned some techniques of being full emotionally and yet laying back, and I have to keep on investing in those things. And because other than that, you know, I get great feedback. And
okay, there's a false understanding or belief in here.
Okay.
When you said your intensity puts people off, I get a no. So that's what it appears to be, and that's how people would explain it to you. But it's really more about I'm just going to give you the words they're giving me. Kind of you clutch, but the clutch isn't like going up. Oftentimes when we use that word as an actor, it means like we go up. They're not talking about that. It means you clutch, you tighten your energy, and then it doesn't flow as easily.
Oh, okay. Well, cool.
And they just want you to relax more so the energy can flow. That's what people are seeing.
Okay, I'm learning how to do that.
It makes you look like you're trying too hard. And really what it's just about is that your body isn't relaxed enough. Okay, and now they're saying, can you just trust your channel and your acting as much as you trust it in life now?
Yes, I can. I mean, I did last night when we did it.
Yeah.
We did a scene and just, I was told, don't
yes,
lock
eyeballs. What you did last night is more of what they want you to do.
Yeah. Great, because that was easy. And he said that was phenomenal when I did it the second time. And when I it was really good. When I auditioned for the commercial, they got the first refusal, so I did the technique of laying back before I went in. And usually, I got a first refusal. I'm putting out that I'm doing the commercial next week, that it'll go from first refusal to a definite, and I'm doing a commercial next week. It's easy. It's just like our work, right? It's like remembering. And so that's all it is. And after a while, the remembering becomes habit, and it's terrific.
Yep. Remembering and just allowing the universe to flow, the universe of you and you in the universe and the universe back to you.
Yes.
So if you picture clutching your hand really hard, you can see how you stop or slow down the flow of energy in your hand, right? If
yes.
you open your hand up now and feel the energy in your palm and it goes through your fingers and you literally can feel it starting to flow out to you again.
Easily. That's not that hard to do, actually. It's a step.
It's just an awareness, they're saying.
Yeah.
And a lot of actors have to be reminded of it because we make acting so important. Don't make it so important. Make it more fun.
Okay.
Hold on, there's something else. And this is for everybody, because we're talking about the creation process. We're going to the sheet. First sheet, second sheet, third sheet. 1, 2, 5, 6. Hang on, I got to get to my third sheet here, because I don't remember what number 7 is. Yeah. Just remember, you're the highest answer. So if you're the highest answer, you're not trying to get the job, right, from
right.
the audition. See the result. Expect the result. You've already got it. So if you can go in and do it like you would do it after you've already gotten it, with that calm assurance, that's the feeling of ease and flow that they want you to move into.
Great. Oh, I can do that. I can feel it even as you're saying it. One more thing. I'm standing in proxy for Matthew, who once again lost an iPhone. It's like every month or every other month he loses his iPhone or wallet. It's very wearing.
It's about connecting with people. And oh, Jesus, this is a big one. Wow. Okay. And again, this is for all of us. We don't have to lose the connection to get the connection back.
Wow, I feel that one too. This is a great call. I'm feeling everything you're saying. I'm ecstatic. Wow.
So guys, we don't have to lose the money to get it back. We don't have to lose the makeup job to get a makeup job. You know, we just don't have to lose anything anymore. Guys, we just have to stay in the constant creation, which means holding the focus and stating with your words what it is you want and have and holding yourself an experience of it. Just keep creating.
I have one more happy note, and then I'm done. I got an email this morning from the director saying the playwrights want me to do their next play.
Well, Steve, it sounds to me like you're creating a shitload of great stuff. Awesome for you. You know, and as all of us, the more we get out and create, the more understanding and maybe little tweaks we bring along the way to create even in a greater, more exponential way. That's all that's going on.
Hey, we're all partners, baby.
And acknowledge what a great job as a creator you're doing, honey. The more you love life, guys, the more you create. Thanks, sweetheart, for calling.
Oh, I feel it all. I love you guys. I love you, Dee. I'll see you in New York in less than a month. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Okay, yeah, I know. I'm excited. Goodbye. Oh, my goodness. This is a great call. I love you guys. Brian, how you doing, baby?
I kind of going through the emotional gamut, but looking better and better each day, I got to tell you. First of all, big shout out to Kirk, who had a nice chat with me this morning before the call here. So thank you very much for that. Kind of helped me refocus my mindset in a really, really amazing way.
Hey, I love it when you guys work together and,
You
know, keep each other.
Yep.
Sounding boards are really important.
Really,
you know,
are.
We all
really
need
are.
Help coming back sometimes.
Exactly. And to Steve and Matt, I'm looking forward to meeting you guys in New York or if you come to Doylestown too, whichever. I think I'm going to be at both. So it's about time that we finally did this in person here. Quick recap from last week. I had my call with that actress and her manager, and it was a very, very, very amazing, empowering call. They're not quite ready to make a commitment. I still have to get my ducks in a row, so I have to do the work that I have to do, and I will be doing that very shortly. In the meantime, personally, it's funny. Once again, Dee, your opening words this morning. Go ahead.
Brian.
Yes.
You're not doing it shortly. You're doing it right in this moment.
I'm doing it in this moment, yes.
Okay, well, watch that, because that can make a huge difference about the success. And it's very important to have your ducks in a row because so many people don't. And the actors like myself really get used a lot, Brian.
Mm.
And people take advantage of our talent. And I had somebody else call me yesterday while I was on the set of Grimm, and I'm saying, you know, if you don't have your ducks in a row, I almost said that. If you don't have your money and everything, why are you calling me?
Right.
Well, I thought you could help raise money. I said, but that's not my job. My job is to come in and be brilliant for you after you've raised the money.
Yep.
I don't mind giving you a letter of intent. So just know that for them to even have a meeting with you before your ducks are in a row is a really good sign.
Oh, I know. Exactly.
Okay.
I'm very grateful for that.
Okay.
So.
All right. So proceed.
So in the process, something that I'm just kind of clearing, you know, for myself spiritually, and again, it's amazing how this kind of goes back to what you said in your opening statements and was echoed again with what Steve just brought in. It's coming to my attention that, you know, in the past where I have not walked my talk and lived in my integrity, I've discovered that in that process, I have managed to piss off a lot of people who are coming out of the work to let me know about it now, which is kind of interesting because I feel like, again, that was part of my past but it's the past resurfacing. And I'm just trying to work out the best way to handle that. Go ahead.
It's the past being cleaned out.
Okay.
That's a whole different perception than the past resurfacing.
Okay.
So every time one of those people come forward, you acknowledge your part in whatever it was, and said, you know, that was a part of my journey. The person I am now is full of integrity and responsibility to my commitments. And that's who I am now. So if you want to play with that, Brian, come play. And if, you know, if you can't because of the past, that's great. I will bring in new people to play with then.
Gotcha.
Do you see? So
I do.
Don't use those people again, Brian, to be the reason that you don't move forward. There's a lot of other people out there to create and attract.
That's true.
All right.
Okay.
And don't beat yourself up for being
That's been the hardest part of this
process.
Learn
those lessons.
Right, yes.
And they also are saying they want to bring this forward, of course, in front of everybody. The words that I said, a lot of actresses like me are used. So do you see how unconscious I was in that statement? Because that is not a belief I want to own anymore.
Mm.
I am an actress who is honored and respected and acknowledged as the star that I am.
And that's why people want to work with
you.
That's right.
You know? So I want you to see how our words come out of us, even when we're trying to help or explain or walk the talk. And that's how conscious you have to be, using myself as an example. I love you, dude.
So true. Love you too, babe.
Yeah, go get him.
Thank you.
Go
we'll
do it, Brian. Just go
All
do
right.
it.
I'm getting it.
And they keep saying, Nike, just do it. Gene, I want to take your call, but we're almost out of time. What's up, baby?
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi. Thank you for taking the call, and I'll try to talk fast. I'm feeling really good, very healthy. I look great.
Good.
I have my new webpage up for my business.
Awesome.
I'm doing some marketing, and I don't have any work, and I want to work because it gives me a lot of joy and satisfaction.
So, again, I have work. Those are your words. That's the feeling that you bring into you. Oh, my gosh, I have so much work, I don't even know what to do with it.
That's
the perceived result that you want to hold.
Okay.
So you don't go to your website every day and go, wow, with the expectation of nobody's interested. You go to the website with the expectation that there's going to be a lot of people interested. And if in that day there's not, then you go, okay, well, you know, they're here. I've created them. So I'm going to hold the expectation. I know it goes against everything we've been taught. We don't sort of even kind of know how to do it, they're saying. But absolutely. Well, now I was going to say that. Oh, I was going to say that's the highest thing, and it went to no, and that's the only thing. That's the only thing that we have to do right now is just be, you know, that tough, objective love with ourselves where we really hold ourselves to our words and our thoughts and our feelings and our expectations around just what we want. And they're saying it's going to feel like BS, and it's going to feel like you're just playing pretend, and that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And so you see the results, and as soon as you see the results, you acknowledge it.
Okay.
Okay? There's nothing
All right.
else. There's nothing
okay.
else. Okay. So
Thank
around
you.
That, we're all claiming, I am divine love. That is my expectation that all of my hopes and dreams and desires manifest right now in this moment. I experience them. I live them. I know I'm the creation of them. That's who I am, and that's the expectation of the results that I am holding. Those are the perceived results that I know, and so it is. Wow, guys, what a great, great hour with you. Again, the webinar on money is April 30th. Remember that the beginning of May, this show will be on Sundays now at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Creation Station, I can only take 24 people if I'm going to serve everybody. That's June 13th, 14th, and 15th. And, yeah, go create, go create, go create, create joyfully, creating your knowing. And until we meet again, love yourselves. Love yourselves, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.